Stereophonics, have a nice day. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. I do hope you have a nice day, and you will have a nice day after you listen to Dave's World, because it's very nice.
Dave's World, Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, a life hack everyone needs, but particularly if you have kids and Christmas is coming, Maria, and you're going to need to know whether the batteries are wasted or the batteries are not wasted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the disposable ones now, your double A's and all that kind of stuff. It's really straightforward and really strange, but basically, empty batteries bounce and full batteries don't. And in between, if you had like batteries at 10 different stages of fullness, they would bounce, you know, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little more, until the one that's empty is bouncing loads. So if you drop it from a height onto the ground and it goes clunk and just sits on the ground,
it's full.
It's full. And if it bounces up and then goes back down, it's empty.
Do they still do those, the ones where you press both sides to see how much is left in the battery?
Yeah, the Duracell power things, that used to be a thing, but I don't know if anyone does that anymore.
I've never seen them.
All right, so you'd hold...
Sounds fun. I could spend an afternoon playing with them.
So cool.
So there's a little white button, or kind of, not button, like just a place to put your thumb on the top and the bottom of the battery, and you push the two of them down, and it would make like a power bar go up.
Oh my god.
To indicate how much power was left. I don't know how the hell that worked.
So you'd know, you'd know whether there's not left now. Oh, that battery still has a bit in it.
But now you don't need that. All you got to do is bounce it. Someone else says on 0874112 that you can put them in water and they'll float if they're empty.
I don't fancy trying to use them.
No, exactly. Just bounce it off the floor. It's
but
simple
also,
as that.
If my nearly 2-year-old sees me bouncing batteries off the floor, he'll think that that's what you do with them.
Do it in private. You know, it's a special thing you do in your bedroom on your own.
It goes to show I have the brain of a 2-year-old. Already I'm looking at the remote control behind Dave and thinking, I want to take the batteries out of it and throw them on the floor.
Give him the remote control while we're doing the rest of Dave's World. He can do that.
Bear with me.
Go on. So I want to tell you about one of the smallest animals in the world, a hummingbird, right? They're really light, really tiny little birds. They must consume 1/2 of their body weight every day in sugar.
That's the dream right
sugar.
There.
Who doesn't want to be a hummingbird, in fairness? Go on, Sean, drop them. Did it bounce?
I don't know. What do you write? Was that a bounce, Maria?
Well, surely you know either it bounced or it didn't.
No, it kind of, it flopped over.
Well, hold it down. Hold it like, so it's long ways. And do it on the desk.
Oh, they're full.
Full.
Those bad boys.
They've been used a little bit, but there's loads left.
But they're not bouncing up like rubber balls. From one of the smallest animals to one of the biggest. In fact, not one of the biggest animals. What do you think is the biggest animal that has ever lived on Earth? We know the blue whale is the biggest animal currently alive. What's the biggest animal that's ever lived?
His mammy.
Some sort of dinosaur?
No. Remarkably, it is the blue whale. It's not just the biggest animal alive today. It's the biggest animal that has ever lived on Earth, bigger than any dinosaur. It's so hard to comprehend how big a blue whale is.
I was under a big blue whale skeleton when I went to see Coldplay a couple weeks ago.
That was the Irish blue whale. Yeah. Well, it was found off the coast of Ireland, and this is interesting. Cats ovulate multiple times in a cycle. So one litter of kittens can have multiple fathers. So that's why sometimes you just get like a black one and a tabby one and a white one and a whatever. You know what I mean?
Weird.
Scandal.
Yeah, also horny cats go around the place. And also the noises cats make when they're doing that. Disgraceful.